How do you want it? Ooh.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Broadcasting live at Murph's at Cobb Galleria. Dale Murphy is going to stop by in about 5 minutes. So we'll talk some Braves and some baseball and some All-Star Weekend with Murph. I saw last night, I didn't realize this, they were talking about on the Home Run Derby. Murph was one of the guys that participated in the first Home Run Derby all those years ago.
Really?
When they did it back in the 80s. Yeah, he was a part of the first one.
Did not know that.
Yeah, neither did I.
Did not know that.
The winner, I don't remember who it was. I don't remember who they said won it. One with six. So they were trying to make Jazz Chisholm feel a little bit better, you know?
Was it Wendy?
Because he hit three?
Yeah. I like Jazz.
One thing we said yesterday was, I don't know who's going to win, but I'll tell you who's not going to.
Yes.
That guy.
I'm a big fan of Jazz. I'm a big fan of him. That's why when you said his name, I was like, really?
Yeah. Not really a home run hitter, per se.
Put yourself out there.
Sure.
Put yourself out there. Except, you know, if never mind.
Give it a shot.
Yeah. There we go. There's nothing wrong with trying something for the – yeah.
No one's going to remember that he hit three home runs last night.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Oh.
Yeah, they are.
No,
yeah.
Now, here's the thing, though. Like, other people have done worse. There was an 0-for 1 year. I think Cespedes, remember, from the A's? He went 0-for. Brett Boone had one the year that it was in Seattle. So there's been worse.
But I ask you this, though. Are any of them as polarized as Chad?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Is he polarizing?
Yes.
About how?
Just his swag,
fired up?
His swag, okay. Everything like that. Yeah.
But all those guys have swag.
He's different.
Okay.
He's different.
He's
a little too flamboyant. Yeah.
Well, he hit three home runs last night.
He's a Euro step across the plate. You know, does a little dance around third. You know, people.
But all those guys do that now.
But again, and all those guys rub people the wrong way.
Oh, they're all a little polarizing. Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Did you hear that nobody is immune? Like, you come to town, you might get your car broken into. It doesn't matter who you are. They got Beyonce.
What?
Yeah, Beyonce.
Beyonce don't drive.
Unreleased music files, tour materials stolen before Cowboy Carter show.
Somebody
thief broke into an SUV, a rental SUV,
right,
and got two suitcases, a jump drive, and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh wow!
Yes,
so
they got them.
So somebody finna bootleg it?
I guess.
Like,
I don't know.
Like somebody finna make some. We finna burn some CDs, sell them out the trunk.
Now, even Beyonce is subject to the streets.
Yeah, man.
You know,
and
come to Atlanta, somebody might get you.
Damn, really?
Yeah, they got her.
I did not hear that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, oh, damn it. I'm not saying her song, Gordon, back here, like I was singing her one of her songs, because I said, uh-oh. But.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But
I see. That wasn't the pun.
But I'm sure, like, you could get some – that stuff got to have tracking or something, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know how that works. Yeah. I mean, again, if you release it, they're going to know you have it.
First of all, somebody ass is fired.
Yeah, that's true.
somebody ass is fired.
Yeah, because it was somebody's job to make sure that stuff didn't get stolen. Yeah, well,
the NFL players have been fined by their club because of the fact is that when you do your playbook in the car and somebody breaks in the car and steals your iPad, you still get fined.
Yeah.
Why was it the damn car?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing when something like that happens, man. But, damn, they get anybody.
They get anybody. Yeah, nobody's immune.
What if she don't come back now?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Now she might be off the tour next time.
Almighty, man.
I don't know.
I know we're waiting for Murph to come over.
Four nights, though. You know, she's not going to. If you're doing four nights in a city, that city's on the tour forever.
I don't know, dog.
You don't think so? You think they might have cost Atlanta the tour stop?
You steal from me, you dead to me. You know, I hate a damn thief, Andy. I do. I hate people who steal cars. I know there's probably somebody riding around listening to us in a stolen car.
Yeah.
I hate you.
All right. You know how wild it would be, though? Like, you know how much you have to love the midday show to steal a car and then put 92.9 the game on if it's not on the auto set or the preset when you step into the car? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. But, yeah. If you drive, I hate you, too.
I appreciate you listening to us.
Yeah. Well, no, I appreciate.
Stop stealing cars.
Stop stealing cars, man. Yeah. There's some break. Murphy, it's your restaurant.
It's damn. Yeah.
Yeah, it's your.
If anybody's allowed to break a chair around here,
Dale Murphy. It's your restaurant.
I think I broke your stuff. That's what I thought. I sat on this mic.
Hey,
thanks, guys. First of all, thanks to 92.9 for being here.
No.
At the restaurant at Murph's, where everybody's having a blast, and we really appreciate it. And so, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for having us, and thanks for sitting down. For those that don't recognize the voice, Dale Murphy, sitting down with us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. How are you? How are you enjoying all the festivities?
It's been great. You know, it's like everybody says, just a big celebration of the game. I talk to MLB people, you know, who put this on, obviously, somewhere different every year, and I just say, how's it going?
Right.
And they say it's going great. So I think Atlanta, just the area, you know, the whole area here at the Galleria, at the Battery, just everything. I know there's things going on around the city, but just everything's – I think everybody's having a good experience, a good fan experience, a fun home run derby last night. Should be a fun game tonight.
Okay, so the home run derby, because my partner here just enlightened me that you were in the home run derby.
Well, apparently I was in the first one associated – In with the All-Star game, the day before the All-Star game.
Right.
In 85 in Minnesota, they got a different format. They got you can Google it. And I think there might even be some highlights on YouTube. But, yeah, they got us together. They said, hey, we're going to play three or four innings. It's going to be American League versus National League. I can't remember the format. No one hit a ton of home runs because I can't remember how you made an out. But, like, I hit four.
Right.
I think but combined, I think Andre Dawson was on the team, I think. Ryan Sandberg. Anyway, we lost American League.
AL versus NL format. I see.
Yeah,
we played
like three or four innings.
Oh, okay, I got it.
So we kept rotating. And so people have said it evolved from there. It's a little different now. Like, the winners in 85 didn't get $1 million.
You didn't get $1 million bucks, huh? You get $1 million. Yeah, Cal Raleigh got $1 million last night.
And what a great – I mean, he's great. Yeah. What a story. And then his dad and his brother catching.
Awesome.
What a cool story. It's kind of very baseball-ish.
Yes.
You know, to have your dad there? You
no
kidding
doubt.
Me?
That's pretty cool.
I mean, that was just tremendous. So, yeah, people have said, you know, Murph, that was the first one. I mean, I had been in other home run derbies associated with the All-Star game. And then, it evolved, and now it's very entertaining, a lot of fun. And I don't think we were that entertaining, but we had fun. Tom Brunansky, he was with the Twins at that time, hit a home run to win it in the last inning, and so it was cool.
Nice. They put the graphic up last night, and they did not explain the format or anything like that, but they put it up because Jazz Chisholm hit three, right?
Right.
And they were like, well, if he would have been in the first one, he would have been doing great.
He'd been right there with Murph. I'd have beat him by one.
Yeah, you'd have had him by one.
Yeah, it was kind of a cool format, actually, but – you know, this is cool, you know, just the whole thing, the buzz around it, and I think MLB puts on a good show with that.
When you think back to your days as an All-Star, I mean, you were a part of many All-Star teams. Do you a memory stand out about your first, or maybe is there a favorite, or tell us a story or two about the All-Star
Well, I always
experience.
Say my you know, most memorable is probably your first, and my favorite is one I hit a home run in, so... I hit a home run in 84 at Candlestick Park, and my first one was 1980 at Dodger Stadium, kind of obviously an iconic ballpark. And a lot of the Big Red Machine were on there. Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, Davey Concepcion, Ken Griffey Sr.
Right, right.
I think he got the MVP of the game. I think George Foster might have been on this, but – you know, that was 1980. In 1970, in the mid-70s, that was only 5 or 6 years before, I was watching the Big Red Machine, you know, on TV as a kid. And here I am. I mean, it was just how else do you describe it? It's just unreal.
Sure.
And being on the same team and on the same field, it's just, you know, Mike Schmidt's there. And I'm just trying to think of everybody else. Steve Garvey and a bunch of the Dodgers guys there. And so, yeah, and, you know, I know this is the old guy talking, but remember back then we didn't have interleague play, so the All-Star game was like, you know, does anybody know this guy pitching tonight? You know, you've ever played with him in the minor leagues? You know, let's talk about this guy because we had never faced some of the guys. For instance, I faced Clemens in Houston, and that was the first time I ever faced Roger Clemens. I grounded out to short. First ball I saw I could hit, I swung. I'm like, I'm not going to hang around here, you know. And so things like that, you know, happen. I faced Goose Gossage, you know, in my first one, and I hit a weak ground ball at third. So anyway, yeah, that first one was just a crazy experience. Yeah. Really, yeah. Really fun.
Or how did your position change? How'd it go? Because we,
yeah,
you catcher.
Yeah,
you came as a catcher, first baseman. How they?
Well, yeah, I was catcher, drafted as a catcher.
Right.
It was fun to watch the draft the other night. See all those, a lot of young kids. But I was drafted out of high school out of Portland, Oregon, 74, and I was a catcher. Caught through the minor leagues, started kind of my defense throwing was a little erratic. I ended up getting out of that. I caught about 80 games with Atlanta.
Right.
And then Bobby said, you know, let's move you to first base. Maybe that'll work out a little better.
Right.
And it didn't work out a little better. It was not acceptable. And then we traded for Chris Chambliss. Who really solidified that early 80s team once we got Chris, you know, because the first baseman covers up a lot of errors. You know, not only are they tougher plays, you got to play the position, but you cover up a lot of bad throws,
sure.
You know, picking it and all that kind of stuff. So when we got Chris, obviously there was not a position for me, and Bobby called me and said, let's, you know, come to spring training ready to play the outfield. I was like, do I have a choice? He's like, no. You know, we've tried you everywhere else, Murph. So that's how I got there.
Oh,
and very lucky, very thankful.
Hell
Bobby
yeah,
saved,
sure.
Bobby
Hell
saved
yeah.
my career.
Yeah.
You know, I started to hit a little bit, and he's like trying to find me a place. So
right. Dale Murphy joining us here on the Midday Show as we're broadcasting live from Murph's, getting ready for the All-Star game tonight. Look, obviously the first half for the Braves didn't go
yeah.
the way that we wanted it to. A lot of guys who we have seen be good and are really good hitters just aren't, you know, in slumps or whatever you want to call it. If they asked you to go in and talk to those guys, like what would your message be to some of these guys that are struggling?
They all know, and the catchers all know ideas and thoughts and mechanics. You know, if I was just saying one thing, I'd say, you know, it's easy to show up to the ballpark or anything you're doing when things are going smoothly. This is when you earn your money right now. You know, this is when you earn your it's when you're getting a couple. Well, 3 or 4 years ago, we led the world in runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's easy, but you know what I mean? Come to the ballpark and you're like, well, we're going to score 6 runs or
yeah,
seven.
Fun.
You know, and I'm going to get a hit. If I don't, someone else is. And you're just you're rolling. And when things are down, that's when you got to figure it out mentally. You got to do something extra. You got to work harder. You have got to sit down and talk to yourself and get you because you're going to play 80 more games. Let's go. You're
right.
Getting paid a lot of money. Well, this is when you earn it. You know, don't go around hanging your head. Don't go, you know, blaming other people. This is when you earn your money, when things get tough. And so that's what all I'd say is, that would be my message. I mean, I got all kinds of ideas in my head, like we all do mechanically.
Right.
But they know that. They're going to work on that. But that's what I would say is mentally, look, my grandchildren are going to be watching you tonight. I want you to run the ball out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I want you to play hard.
Right.
Look, I've been there. We've all been there, except a few guys didn't have a lot of slumps, like Chipper, Tony Gwynn, Pete Rose, Derek Jeter. You know, those guys didn't have a lot of slumps. Most of us have been through it.
Right.
And it's no fun. But you gotta push through. Play hard. And baseball is a game where, what's play hard mean in baseball? That means you hit a ground ball to shortstop. You're running it out. You don't hang your head. You pop it up. And trust me, you got time for a quick story?
Yeah.
So we're really struggling.
We're
I'm in the minor leagues. We're really struggling. A-ball, Bobby Dews, great legendary coach with the Braves, my manager. And we're struggling, and we're all in slumps trying to figure it out. I'm 19 years old. And I'm in a big slump. He goes, he had a team meeting. Okay, he goes, okay, everybody, listen up. Next guy that doesn't run a pop out at, doesn't run it out if you pop it up or fly out to center field and you hang your head and you loaf to first, just sit down on the bench, take yourself out because, you know, I'm taking you out. Just take yourself out, you know, trying to pump us up. So I get up there, I'm catching. I'm the number one draft choice the year before. I'm catching. And I pop it up, and I loaf out of the box, throw my bat on the ground, and I'm like, oh, dang, I'm supposed to be running. I run a couple steps to first base. I come back to the bench. I don't put on my catching gear.
Because you already know.
I'm taking myself out. And Bobby goes, Murph, what are you doing? I go, I'm taking myself out. He goes, no, not you, Murph. Not you. No, no.
That was for the other guys.
Yeah, he's like,
not for you.
No, Murph, get that catching gear on and get out there. So my point, look, it's just a mental battle. And the thing about baseball, it's every day.
Right.
So that's the hard part. When playing hard in baseball means every day. It's not a physically exerting game. It's up here that you have got to push through. And so that's what I would say. Earn your money. Play hard. Yep. No matter how you're hitting.
Well,
I don't care.
We appreciate
you so much, brother.
That's so fun. I listened to you. I was telling you that I was listening when you got knighted.
I know you told me.
From wherever.
Yeah.
It's an actual place, though.
I know. I Googled it after I was listening to your show. It's like, what the heck?
Micronation or something. Yeah, Sir Randy McMichael.
It's whatever it is.
Don't take a shot at my people, Murph.
No.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much for
coming to Murph's and have fun. Look forward to the game night. Should be a good show.
Great
Thank you so
Dale
much,
Dale Murphy
guys.
There, Braves legend, nice enough to hang out with us. That is at his bar.
At his bar.
At Murph's. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come right back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. Take a breath for a minute, right? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy as we broadcast live from Murph's. Nice of Dale Murphy to hang out,
stop by,
talk with us for a few minutes. We've also been chatting with some of the Georgia Bulldogs from SEC Media Days. Kirby Smart going to join us in about half an hour. It's kind of a jam-packed Tuesday here, which it was going to be. It was All-Star Game and SEC Media Day. But
making up
for the last two that weren't so jam packed. But you know, I don't mind. I don't mind a non jam packed show.
Yeah, dog. You know that, dude. You know me and you, dog.
We just keep it
moving, man. If you come on, you come on. If you're not, we good. But I just love sitting there, and it would be, you know, because obviously we can't drink while we work. But to sit down and have a beer with Murph at Murph's, and hear them stories.
It'd be a treat.
It would be a treat.
I like that at the end of the interview, he's like, you guys have time for a story?
Yeah.
We're like, obviously.
Obviously. No, Murph.
We're up against the clock.
We got some bills to pay. We're up against, go ahead and tell your story.
So rude to be like, no, sorry. Cut it short. You can, but bullet points only.
Don't get too deep into this thing. Don't go like that. Dog.
Do whatever you want. This is your bar. You're putting us up. You're very nice to have us.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour again. We're live at Murph's. All-Star Game is tonight. React a little bit to some of the home run derby stuff from last night. SEC Media Day is continuing on. I know some of the quotes from Kirby are filtering out, and like we said, Kirby will join us in half an hour from right now live on the show as well. Before we do any of that, let's get to a back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
While y'all are at Murph's, we'll keep the home run derby talk going in the few minutes that we have right here. So I got a couple home runs that I want y'all to listen to. If you're watching the broadcast, you heard these exact same home runs. Here's one by Junior Caminero.
And a soaring drive into the bleachers. That's five, a low liner. And the kid caught it. It was going over the wall, and he caught it. The short fence and left robs Caminero, the homer in the derby.
How about that? Junior Caminero, I'm here to make a name for myself, said that young ball shagger.
That's crazy. Because, again, it's all happening so fast, you can't really notice anything that's going on. But they were like, the kid jumped up and grabbed it. He robbed him.
Yeah, man.
And then they gave him the home run, right?
Yeah, like, but that was
he got credit for
that
it.
That was an awesome play.
But they had to stop it and, like, review it and all that. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about that. Like, what if that kid's a fan of a different player? He should be able to. If you could do that, those ball shaggers are, like, in high school. Some of them are, you know, junior high level probably or younger.
Yeah.
Hey, so you rob it, rob it.
Maybe, I mean, Cal Raleigh's dad and brother were there. Maybe that was Cal Raleigh's cousin out there.
It may have been. All the Raleighs were there.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome. That was crazy that he was able to. I'm glad Caminero got the home run too, though, because, you know, it was going to go out.
Here's another one that y'all mentioned earlier that I can provide a little bit more depth on.
Right center field. That one is hammered way up into the, cleared the bleachers in right center out toward the American flag for O'Neill Cruz. 513.
513 feet, clears Truist Park. O'Neill Cruz hits that ball into the battery and breaks a window in the building that's right across the street from the green space.
That office the hotel?
Building.
That's the, I thought it was I thought, okay,
the office off building.
The,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
the hotel. Yeah.
The hotel's on the left, the Omni.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the
okay.
same building that C. Ellis is attached to.
Okay.
Sending O'Neill Cruz a bill for a broken window there. 513 feet, and that's with new you know, technology and whatnot. This isn't 1989.
Right. No, that really did go that far, obviously. Yeah. We talked yesterday about how maybe Matt Olson or a left-handed batter could pull one and get it out into that green space yes. where we hang out. Wasn't Matt Olson, yes. unfortunately. Would have been cool if he had a better home run derby, but he didn't. O'Neill Cruz did,
dude,
though.
He smacked the hell out of that damn ball.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, he is unbelievable. But him and old boy, they look just like
From the Reds? Ellie De La Cruz and O'Neill Cruz?
Did you see them yesterday?
Yeah.
Right beside each other. I was like, whoa.
No kidding.
Like, I know why you get them confused, but if you look at them, if they're close together like that, they look just a damn like.
Long lost cousins or something like that. And just both incredible
damn,
baseball
both
players.
Both of them are awesome.
Yeah.
So we've already heard two home runs. That's two-thirds of Jazz Chisholm's total. As
See,
already,
there you go.
Y'all have already been brought up. Jazz was actually asked after the home run derby last night if he'd be interested in practicing or doing it again in 2026.
I told him next year, I said if I got more than 20 homers by the half next year, I'd do it again and actually try to hit homers every swing instead of, you know, keep my swing. No, it's not that I wasn't trying to hit homers. I was trying to keep my swing and hit homers instead of just trying to hit everything in the air. I was trying to keep my line drive swing and hit homers. But, you know, it gets better.
Here's some advice for you, Jazz. Try to hit homers.
Oh, Jazz. Like, I was confused, Bo, when he first went up because he took, like, the first four.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, he, like, took, like, the first four. I was like, he gonna swing it?
I guess clock doesn't start till you make your first swing. Yeah. So he's trying to get it in the zone.
You gonna swing?
That's a tough one to hit three and then be like, I wasn't really trying.
Yeah.
Damn.
Just say,
and then
I
to
just,
say I was just trying to use my regular line drive swing. And that's kind of, he does have that type of swing. And he does, when he, you know, when you get a hold of one, you let the bat do the work. You don't try to alter your swing. They do come to you in the game. But when you're in a home run derby, I don't know. Maybe try to hit homers.
Yeah, it would have been probably what I would have tried to do. But, you know, who am I to say? He's the all-star.
Not me.
He's the expert.
Full transparency, the only home run derby I've ever hit in was wiffle ball in my backyard. So you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe Jazz does know more than
me. I will say, in those, I was trying to hit home runs, though. Jazz, by the way, short for Jezrado Prince Hermes Arrington Chisholm Jr.
Get the hell up out of here. So there's a senior?
There's two people named that.
Somebody else has named that?
Jezrado Prince Hermes Arrington Chisholm
Hermes?
Jr. Yeah, that's a badass name.
Hermes, like the bag? Or the shoes? Yeah, like the bag.
God that flew too close to the sun and got his wings burned off.
Him too?
Hermes. I don't know. H-E-R-M-I-S. Not E-S.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Still Hermes.
Okay.
Hermes, I don't know.
All right. Good for him, man.
That's
what I said. It's a first. It's good for your grandma and granddaddy.
Yeah, they decided to go twice with the name.
Yeah. Like, you got four, like, was that five names?
At that point, if you have a son, you got to name him Jezrado Prince Hermes Arrington Chisholm III, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
It's a lot. It's a lot of names. Have you ever looked up Ozzie Albies' real name?
I have not.
It's a lot of them, too.
Really? Ozzie's got a lot of names?
Yeah, well, now that we're doing it, let me see.
Yeah, Ozzie got – oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, he's got multiple.
While you're looking that up, away, I did see Judge and Jazz standing next to each other in the hallway yesterday.
It's unbelievable, huh?
Aaron Judge is every bit of a massive human being as it seems on TV.
Yes.
Ozhenio Jerdy Giandro – Albies.
Hell yeah.
That's a badass name.
Giandro. I like Giandro.
Ozhenio in and of itself is a badass
Giandro.
Name. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Kirby Smart's going to join us at 1:20 live from SEC Media Days. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Giandro.